Carina Press and Harper Audio presents The Girl Next Door by Chelsea M. Cameron, performed by Carly Robbins and Avery Reed. Chapter 1. Iris. I smelled the ocean before I saw it. I took the long way back, the scenic route, anything to prolong the inevitable. Turning my car onto a back road, I sighed as I rounded a corner and drank in the view of blue waves crashing over the rocky shore, coating the rocks and turning them dark. This was my home, whether I wanted to admit it or not. I'd started my life here in Salty Cove, and now I was back. All too soon, I reached the turn from my parents' road, my road now. It took everything in me not to start crying when I pulled into the driveway and shut off the car. Time to face my new reality. "We're here," I said to the snoring gray lump in a crate in the back seat. "Can you please wake up and comfort me right now?" With that, my Weimaraner, Dolly Parton, raised her head and blinked her sweet blue eyes at me. "Thank you." I got out of the car and went into the back to let her out of the crate. She jumped out and shook herself before sniffing the air. "I know. You can actually smell the ocean here. It's not covered up by city smell. At least one of us will be happy with this situation." Dolly started snuffling the ground, and then found a spot to pee while I looked up at the house. Why did it look smaller? I hadn't been here for months, and in that time, it had shrunk. The white paint peeled in places, and the flower boxes on the wraparound porch needed watering. I hoped the garden out back wasn't in as bad a shape. The side door opened, and out came my mother carrying a chainsaw. She didn't look at me immediately, but then she did, and her face broke out into the most brilliant smile that made her look years younger. "Hey, Mom," I said. She put the chainsaw down on the porch before opening her arms. "Welcome home, baby girl." I forced myself not to cringe at the nickname. I was 22, hardly a baby at this point. Still, I let myself be folded into her arms, and I drank in the familiar scent of fresh-baked bread and fresh-cut wood. She rubbed my back up and down and then leaned down to pet Dolly, who lost her shit and lapped up the attention. "A tree came down last week, so I've been cutting it up. Come on in and see your father. You can bring your stuff in later. He's been antsy to see you all day." I looked back at my car, which was packed to the roof with all the shit that I had left after I'd sold most of everything in a last-ditch attempt to cover my rent. Mom put her arm around me and started filling me in on town gossip, but a loud rumbling distracted me. I turned my head in time to watch a sleek black motorcycle pull into the driveway next door. "Is that?" I started to say, but then the rider got off the bike and pulled off their helmet, shaking out their short dark hair. "Oh yes, that's Jude. Her parents moved down to Florida and left her the house." Jude Wicks. I hadn't seen her since she graduated 4 years ahead of me in school. Jude didn't glance in my direction as she covered the bike, jogged up the steps, and slammed the front door of the house. I jumped at the sound. Dolly whined, and I looked down at her. "Her parents left her the house?" I asked, as Mom and I walked up the steps and into the house. We didn't have air conditioning, so fans were doing all the work, just blowing around the semi-moist sea air. Mom was distracted from answering by Dad yelling at her from his recliner. He'd hurt his back working for the power company for 35 years, and was retired. They relied on Mom's income as a real estate agent and substitute teacher. "Iris is here," Mom called to him.
"Baby girl,"
he yelled when I came around the corner. "Hi, Dad." I went over to give him a huge hug. Dolly immediately put her chin in his lap and whined for attention.
"Hello, Dolly,"
Dad said with a chuckle, setting his coffee down next to a stack of library books beside his chair. "What are you reading now?" I asked. He held up the book he'd rested on the arm of the chair to keep his place.
"Started reading these young adult
Sample complete. Ready to continue?